Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of What Would Degenerates Do? It is me. Hello. Hi, Dakota.
Hello, it's me, Skylar.
Hello, it's me, Chris.
I'm Tim. I don't know.
I'm Ellie. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm a guest. I'm just hanging out. This is cool.
Yeah. It's your returning co-star, Andrew.
So why are you just like throwing in the middle of the guest?
Fuck yeah. You, okay?
Yeah.
Damn. Practically a guest.
Is it because you're so guess, inconsistent you just count it as a guest?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to move to Minneapolis.
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 All right, y'all can talk away now since y'all weren't shutting up before the recording. This happens every
sorry.
Time.
Yeah. So I will say, I know you hate me talking about work. I will only say one thing about work, okay?
We'll keep it tally. I'll keep it tally.
I'm going to be here.
No, it won't. It's only one thing. It's like a
That's
quick
fine.
Thing.
I'm currently trying to set up another account.
I don't know if...
webcam.
King shit.
You know, Skyly, it is... Andrew is back, so you can talk about work now if you're feeling ready to do so.
I heard that from the kitchen. I was like, oh my God.
I'm just like, let me get ready.
Yeah, but it's just a quick little thing. And... where'd he go?
Oh, there he is. Someone's back.
Yes, I know. It's only one. I promise. Okay. So I've done this like several times at work. So a lot of customers, you know, come through the lines and they'll ask you like where I'm from, you know, and then each different customer, I don't know if other people do this, but I'm like really weird and I tell them I'm from like a different state. And then it gets awkward when they're like agreeing with me saying they're from that state and everything. And they're asking me like what town I'm from. And then I pick a random town. And then this one time someone said they were from like Tacoma, Washington. And then I said I was from there beforehand. And they're like, what? Like, it was like really weird. I can't remember the like whole conversation, but I don't know. I just... when I'm at work, I tell people I'm from a different state and everything like that. I think it's like, I don't know, a fun little lie. Like funsies.
Try a whole different country. Like tell them you're from a whole different country.
Yeah, and I'll start.
I'm from Venezuela.
I'll try like a accent or something. I don't know.
Yeah, do your British accent because it's spot on.
It's Tuesday, innit? You fucking tot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, just roll with that and then just say you're from London or something.
Say you're from Sheffield.
They won't have any.
Just roll with it.
Sheffield's more like, I don't even know where Sheffield is. It's just
shit,
not
I don't know either. I don't.
I think it's in England. Or yeah. There's somewhere in the UK probably.
I think it might be in England. I don't know. Might be.
It's somewhere out there. I've never been overseas, actually. I'd like to. So at some point.
Neither. I've never left London.
I live in Hawaii, but that doesn't really count, I guess. It's overseas, yes. But it's not like, you know, Europe or, you know, Asia or... so.
Yeah, it's still a pretty good holiday though. Like,
yeah, well, we used to live there. So my brothers were born there. And I was the middle one, the middle child, born in a house in like Goose Creek, which is like 30 minutes from here. And my brother
Goose Creek,
yeah, Goose Creek, well out. Nah, Goose Creek sucks. But like, my brothers were born in Kapi'olani Children's Hospital in Oahu, and I was born in a house. So I was just like, yeah, I got a story. It's funny.
Love it.
Yeah, that's funny. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you're the unique one.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's just like I was trouble from the start, I guess. So it's just like,
get away from the
way my mom says
whore?
It. Yeah, so she was like, my mom's from Massachusetts, my dad's from New York. So my mom's got that accent, you know, she's got the you know, the Massachusetts a draw. She's like
Boston,
yeah. Actually, she was like 30 minutes. Well, no, where's she from? She's west of Boston, Boston. So she's from Palmer. So she was telling my friends a story. She's like, all these like firefighters and shit came to the house and there was a midwife and shit or whatever. So she's like, I tell ya, all these firefighters came into the room and that was the most men I ever had in my room ever. I was like, I never heard that shit before, Mom. I thought I was born in a taxi, you know? So it was funny. It was cool. The things you learn. That dude has like a radio announcer voice. He's got like a golden voice.
Which one?
The one with the hat. What does your hat say? Is that, I think it says WrestleMania, but I know it doesn't say WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah. I can't really see the it looks the logo is familiar.
It says I'm homesick. I need to get back to my safe place.
Oh, word. Yeah. You have like a radio announcer voice. It's amazing. It's like you should do voice acting. Yeah.
You should do
voice. That's funny that you say that because I've low-key been thinking about that.
Hey, give you it a shot, man.
If Moist Critical can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Moist.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Some big moisters.
Moist in chat. Andrew, I know you got some new stories.
Yeah,
what's up?
Andrew.
Oh, dude. You know, speaking of new stories, so I literally today, this happened today, by the way. I was walking Nico. I always have stories. I was walking Nico and I was doing my regular route. Like I go up my apartment, I go down the fucking road, take a little right. And I like pass this guy just holding like a full bag of Popeyes, like chicken, and like just eating it in the street. And he's like, is that a wolf? I shouldn't say it like that. And I was like, no, it's a husky. And he's like, oh shit. And he's like, he's kind of like backing away. And he's like, I don't hate dogs. And he like, he flexed like this. He flexed. And he's like, I don't hate dogs. I take dogs. And I was like, I was on the phone with my buddy Jacob. And I was like, cool, dude. And I just walked away. I was like, that's the weirdest interaction I've had so far in this fucking
he's
city.
He's gonna take that dog from you, man.
Yeah, he's yeah.
You think he
take, takes dogs.
You think, he takes dogs?
He takes dogs.
Sure. The dude was like maybe tops 110 pounds, probably does coke on the side. But,
oh,
it's
me?
Yeah, you saw his stomp. His man's stomp. Very intimidating.
I think I could break him with like my fingers.
Oh my god. But at work the other day. Yes, I know.
Oh my god, you said one. You only get
no,
one.
You, you only got one, bro.
Yeah, that's two.
No, you only you got one.
No,
keep the tally going.
Hey,
no,
like,
dude. No, y'all don't understand how much shit I have to cut out about her talking about
work.
Me and Chris cut out a good like fucking 30 minutes out of the last episode of her talking about work.
Hold on, guys.
Y'all can do that on the side, Ellie.
Instead of Skyler talking about work, how about I complain about work?
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Hey, yeah, go
we
for
do,
it.
We might have a trade-off right now.
A different
tit for tat.
Bit?
Oh.
Yeah.
Tit for tat.
But no, Loki. I, like, so the,
it was a weird interaction. Recently...
Oh, God.
Okay, right, so
don't say it was at work.
Huh? Okay.
Just play like you weren't at work.
I was doing an Amazon return and everything.
God damn it.
Yeah, like, I can't go around it. Like, I was doing work-related stuff. But I was doing an Amazon return, and, like, my other supervisor was there next to me. And I don't know how the conversation.
What?
I can see the post-it note.
She's You're not what? Good at improv, apparently.
That's two.
That's
a twofer.
Anyways.
All he did was ask you to say, don't make it about work.
Okay. But anyways, we were having a normal conversation with this dude. And I was trying to put his items, like... Oh my god, I can't. It's work related. I can't improv it. I can't improv. But anyways, I'm gonna just finish it. Like, it's work related. I don't fucking care. But I was putting his items like into the bag. And it went on to him saying, like, I hope you don't get mad that I'm asking you to like double bag my stuff. I was like, no, I don't get mad that easily. Blah blah blah. Like, I'm a very like chill, calm person. And then out of nowhere he says, wanna get married? And I just stood there. And I was like, wait, what'd you say? He was like, you heard me. And I was
Took
like,
your shot.
Did you say yes?
No, I didn't. I was
what
like,
the fuck?
I do.
And then
that
guy could
have been loaded. You missed a great opportunity.
Don't sign the prenup.
Yeah, exactly. You don't sign
get
a
the
prenup.
Money, get the-
you get you get the bag, and then you come back to the shitty apartment.
Get the Valorant skins.
But then, yeah. But then I hid behind the screen.
Think of the Valorant skins, right?
Yeah. Then I slowly went behind the screen to like do his payment, and then he was like, so. Like, no answer. And then I gave him his cash back. He was like, well, I guess I lost another one. So,
oh, wow, holy shit.
And
King
I'm like,
shit,
number one.
Bro.
Okay. Yeah. And then I was like, have a nice day. Cool.
He's just going around, like, the stores, going to every...
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
But it was just...
100% fact.
But he knew I was ignoring him, and he was acknowledging that I was ignoring him.
He's like, well,
Kyle, let's get a physical description
of
this guy. How tall was he?
You miss every shot that you don't take.
He was like,
that's true.
Well, he was like a little bit taller than me. He was like
bit taller. You're 4'9".
Okay, he was 5 foot something. He was
Jesus.
5 foot something, but the,
my
God. He was
like
my,
is he like Andrew
Savage.
5 foot?
No, he was taller than Andrew. But anyway,
okay, so he's average man
yes.
height.
Yeah,
like,
he's
okay,
average.
He was like man old. Height. He was like my dad's age.
And you didn't
that's
say
the thing
yes?
that bugs me.
Jeez.
Bro, that is a fucking sugar daddy, bro.
No.
Divorce the motherfucker.
Maybe he doesn't
realize
like that. Maybe he doesn't know how to work out.
And he's shopping at
fucking Whole Foods.
Oh yeah, the people that shop at Whole Foods are insane. A grand on groceries for 2 weeks. Who the fuck are you?
How do they have that money?
Rich. Yeah,
what do you mean you're rich?
I cut this out of the last episode.
Cut this out again.
I don't know. It just pisses me off how much people spend on groceries.
Pisses
in
me
Mount
off
Pleasant.
How much you talk about.
Why does
that?
Why does that piss you off?
That's what I said.
Because all that
I want to spend a grand on groceries.
It doesn't affect you.
That's because I don't have the money spending. To do it.
I deadass pointed out last time that if she had the money, she would do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. I would. I would buy all the fucking game. Soup I want. All the New England clam chowder.
See, there
yes.
you go. There you go. Example fucking A. You
I live in New England now.
On yeah, fucking clam chowder.
Okay, what's wrong? I'm a soup person.
I do like, I enjoy New England.
What are you getting mad about?
I like vegetable soup, New England clam chowder, but huh?
Get hot sauce, dude?
Sometimes.
I want to drop her full paycheck and clam chowder.
Oh, no, I would. I would if I could.
You're a despicable human being.
Soup is good.
I think soup I ate good. Some. I went to Rhode Island. I got some clam chowder
really?
From there. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Soup to me is just like you're eating it when you're like sick or
no.
on your deathbed.
Kind I will of eat it on a hot day.
I feel that,
dude. Chris no. has not ever soup. Had a good French onion.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, French onion is good. Yeah, French onion is good.
What is French a French onion? Onion?
Like I have top. I have like
it's an onion up with a baguette going
onion.
Through it.
I would consider myself
onion.
A soup like expert. So my top five soups.
Okay. Soup right. expert?
Yes.
So where's your soup degree?
I will show you it. It is right here.
It's a bullshit degree.
I can make one.
I think I got a similar degree. It's called underwater basket weaving. It's really professional field.
Shut up.
Hazard pay. God, shut I'm already up. Impressed. Like, yeah. There's
underwater hazard pay is pretty good, though, Loki. Yeah.
But my first one, New England clam chowder is that one. Tomato soup is that second.
Ooh, got tomato and basil, though?
Yeah, tomato and basil.
That's where
yeah.
we're at. All right,
or
cool.
feta, a little bit of feta in
oh,
there.
Oh, shit. Now you're getting fancy. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll try that.
Down, bro.
Chicken noodle soup's at a solid 3.
Okay.
Potato best. Soup's at a solid
potato's
4.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Want a baked potato or just potatoes?
And then potato soup. I don't like baked potato soup. Mm-mm.
I like both.
And then number 5, I would have to do
no, it's not onion soup, right?
Onion.
No, it's not French.
Onion.
It's not no, it's not French. Onion. It's not French
like
onion soup.
Yum yum. Yum yum onion.
Oh, I do love split pea soup. I really like a good split
oh, really?
Pea soup.
Really?
Yeah.
We'd all consider gumbo a soup.
Yeah.
Dude, gumbo's
a
shit. 100%.
What? No.
Yeah.
They have it.
Gumbo's
they
like
it
its own
foods.
Thing.
Yeah.
Man.
Shut the
yeah,
fuck
gumbo,
up, bro.
Well,
it's the
it
best.
It's like a mix. It's like an in betweener. Like it's like jambalaya.
That's rice. I don't think rice is really a soup.
Chicken
that's
and rice
issue.
Is soup.
Jambalaya.
Yeah. Is it?
What?
Yeah, chicken
and
rice.
It technically
is
has
soup.
Like its
chicken
own like
and rice is not
base.
Chicken and rice
yes,
is not
is.
Soup.
With chicken broth,
dude,
that
I would
is a
count
type of
them
soup.
Way more
with
as
the broth.
A paste.
Yes,
yes, it is considered
with
a soup.
With copious amounts of broth. Yes, that could be
yes,
it very well could be a
soup.
Soup.
Yes,
it's like chicken noodle, nice. Right?
If gumbo is soup, that'd be number one. On any list.
Oh,
no
yeah,
what.
100%.
Gumbo. I got some gumbo soup. It was like chicken gumbo, the like Campbell's shit. It was like, I got it the other day. I ate it like last night, actually.
No,
it was good. That shit was good. Yeah, gumbo.
Campbell's? Yeah, that's soup.
Dude, it's like $1.50. It's
that's
fucking
soup.
Good. That
hell
shit,
yeah.
That shit is good.
Campbell's
shit.
Is the best. It, has loaded with sodium, so it never goes bad.
It's cereal
yeah,
soup.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, it's like beef jerky, but
it's
liquefied.
Cereal, no, cereal is just cereal.
It's
like, that's
cereal
just
soup.
Cereal is
cereal
like cold
cereal.
Soup.
What? It's just its own thing. It's just cereal.
No, it is cold
you don't
soup.
You have to complicate
it's
it.
Cold soup.
Or, like, what if you warm up the milk, though? It's like a stew at that point, you know?
Oh, yeah. Stop that.
Oh, beef stew? I forgot about beef stew. Oh,
wait,
that's
oh
not
beef
soup,
yeah, yeah.
Is a hot dog soup? A sandwich?
Yeah, bread and meat. Easy.
And
move
ten,
on.
Yeah.
Technically, a hot dog is a sandwich.
Is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yes.
No. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Hamburger's a sandwich.
I was going to say something, but I don't think you guys know what Jaffa cakes are.
No,
that's like
Jaffa
the
cakes.
I
have
heard
seen,
it. I
yes.
used to watch a YouTube channel back when I was like 12 of British people playing Minecraft, and they would eat Jaffa cakes.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
I heard her say defecate.
Jaffa same thing.
Cakes. They're like
British food. Same thing.
Biscuits, well, cookies that like where they have like this orange like jam in it.
Oh, Tom Holland likes those.
I love Tom Holland.
I love
them.
I love Tom Holland.
No,
she hates Tom Holland, bro.
You guys said something about Tom
beef
Holland
against
the other
Holland because you please.
She has so much beef against Tom Holland. She's upset about him in Uncharted. She's upset about Spider-Man. Like she just hates everything that he does.
I like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He's
Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire is my Spider-Man.
Sky literally be preying on this man's downfall.
I don't want to
hear Tobey Maguire's a good Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield's a good Spider-Man. Tom Holland is the best of both worlds.
You will not change my opinion.
Your opinion is dog shit.
It may be dog water, but it is still my opinion.
Yeah, but Spider-Verse is the best movie of all time.
Yes, yes it is.
Yeah, that was it.
For the music alone, honestly.
I'm waiting for the live action. I need that shit.
No,
Multiverse of Madness? Question mark?
No. What?
What?
Well, didn't
hold on.
Didn't
what? What is the name of the Spider-Man movie?
I thought it was Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse is the best Spider-Man movie.
It's fantastically
animated.
Are you
talking about the animated
yeah.
one?
Yeah, and the music is incredible.
The scene alone when Miles does his first leap.
Oh my god.
That scene alone, bro, gives me chills every time I fucking watch
it. I literally have the movie on DVD on my shelf.
I bought it on YouTube. Chris, he just completely left. Oh,
he's back.
He's like, I had enough.
He's back.
Why did my shit just die like that?
your PC got back offended again. About the crumbs.
Chris is back.
Back
again.
Tell a friend.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
He'll be here all week.
When are you guys starting a band then?
I almost brought my guitar. Seriously fucking did.
Dude,
I almost did.
Yes, we're starting a band, and it's called...
Oh, yeah, I'm a harmonica somewhere. Hold on.
And it's called Blood on the Sherpa.
That is so specific.
Sherpa.
Blood on the Sherpa.
Oh, it's, you're like... Because
he got
like,
blood on his Sherpa tom.
Yeah, I got blood on my toms, and then I said I got blood on my Sherpa, and I'm like, dude, that's a dope metal band
I'm the emo singer.
Yeah.
I got it.
We could do that. Yeah, we could do this. It's like, you're
I'll
like, it's
singing.
Emo folk
I
metal.
No, stop.
Bro, I have my harmonica somewhere. I'm trying to find my harmonica.
Where are you?
I'm cutting this.
Hey, I went to that emo night shit a couple nights ago. It was fun. It was more like pop punk night. I'm just too old. I was like, this shit ain't emo.
It was amazing.
I was like, you guys don't know what emo is. It's just like, they play one Jimmy World song. That's about as emo as it got. Everything else is like pop punk.
The middle,
pop,
you know?
Pop punk Fallout Boy. No, I'm talking like Clarity. Like Clarity and Static Prevails. That's like emo. So it's like, I mean, I'm like, shit, I'm old. I mean, my birthday was last week.
Yeah, he's like 50.
Yeah. No,
same, honestly.
I'm not. That's what. Oh my God. That shit was so funny. No, I'm 38. I just turned 38.
No,
so.
My old
nice.
Coworker.
Thank you. I made it to 38. Yeah, one of our coworkers, he's like, Tim, you're a boomer. And I was like, what? I was like, I was born in the 80s. He's like, I was born in 1984. He's like, yeah, so you're a boomer. I was like, no.
No.
You're a
millennial,
right? I don't know what the fuck I am. But
not
like,
a boomer.
Not a boomer. No. And he's like, oh, wait, I thought you were 50. I was like, no.
You have to be a Gen X, right? Or
Something.
Yeah, Gen X.
A Gen X-ial.
Yeah, Gen X, and then it's millennials, and then
I don't get it either.
I'm Gen Z.
I don't understand.
I just like to say, to brag, I was born in 1984.
But the thing is, I don't consider myself in Gen Z, because I'm like...
Because you didn't eat Tide Pods?
Yeah, I was born in 2000. I was born in 2000. 1999 and 2000 are a different, like, thing. Like, we're put together. Like, it's weird.
We're too young for MySpace.
We're too...
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
That's a t-shirt. That is a t-shirt waiting
that
to be made.
That is a t-shirt, bro.
That's a t-shirt waiting to
be made.
Yeah. Say, what would degenerates do, and have that in bold text, like, right underneath.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like,
thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Much.
Like, I was on Tumblr and stuff. I was on Kick, and that was a...
Stop it.
Oh my god, I remember Kick. Do you remember the chain messages?
Hey, we just had a funny story about Kick.
No, did I have a funny story?
Yeah, that's right. There was a Kick story.
I don't know what Kick is.
I also have a Kick story.
Oh my god.
Well, I have a bunch of Kick
stories. Cody has to edit out this next part of this. If I told my Kick story, Cody would have to edit out like the next like 10 minutes. So
why?
If it's for content, it's for content.
Say the words. I would say the words.
I just have one, like, really, like...
There is nothing you can say that hasn't been... There's been a lot of bad things said on this podcast.
Yeah, like, I think I've already said, like...
We're called What Would Degenerates Do for a reason.
I think I already said my Kick story once.
Yeah, yeah. So if you come in here expecting for us to not be degenerates...
I mean, I think y'all are, like, upstanding citizens.
I played
citizens.
Valorant with half of you. I already, like, understand the vibes. Like...
Fair enough.
And the old cast, was a wild bunch. Yes, they were.
A wild bunch.
Mm-hmm.
A wild.
This has turned out pretty
cool. A wild bunch. I need to get a sketchbook for fucking college. That like scares me.
Yeah, Ellie's going to university for art. So
I always thought that in like Europe they call it university, not college.
No,
am I
wrong?
No,
university.
There's a college.
Oh, that's right. It's college, then university. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It goes primary school, nursery, primary school, secondary school, college, or sixth form or college.
Isn't like,
and then
America is fucked up because like half of our university are called college and half the college, everything is called whatever the fuck it wants to be. I went to LSU,
they call it whatever.
And the U stands for university. So like,
Tim,
went to college. Went to college.
I ordered like a sketching pen off of Amazon the other day, but then it never came. And then I looked in
Jeff
my bank.
Bezos.
It never even took the money out. So
email Jeff personally and let him know that. Jeff
Bezos. Like how Jeff, you're actually rude for that. Like
people are always talking about Jeff.
What kind of pen?
He'll make sure to answer you on his billion-dollar yacht.
I'll try and find it.
Try to have a look and find it. Like I don't know, I'm all about like art supplies and all that shit. I do demos and shit sometimes. Like graffiti markers are fun. I have a bunch of I have a wide selection of graffiti markers. Shit, I have a bunch of cans at the house. All those different caps. I still gotta do shit with all that. So I don't know. I'm preparing for a big art show here. I do a lot of comic conventions and like little local shows and punk flea markets and all that. So
do you go to the what is it called? It's up in Columbia. It's like the arts festival.
It's funny you mention that because like Columbia next week I'll be at Soda City Comic Con.
So, yeah. I got an email about that.
Oh, where? Yes, I'll be there. I'll be there.
I won't. I'll be in Minnesota.
It'll be
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Isn't that where Prince is from? Right?
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's from there. Yeah.
Where Prince is the most talented musician ever. You can't change my mind about that.
No, 100%.
I literally just watched an interview by him the other day, and it was so great.
Dude, Prince rules. He's the best. He's a fucking musical genius.
When Doves Cry? Oh.
Oh, dude.
There was this one quote that he was talking about in this interview, and he was like, pretty soon we're just going to be sampling the sample.
Oh, dude,
like, artists.
Oh,
yeah. And I was like, that
library.
Shit is so funny.
Yeah.
That is literally what's happening now with everything.
Apparently he has, like, a whole library of shit that he just never released. He has, like, a whole, like, you know, whenever he passed, which sucked, that was a bummer, but, like, he had, like, this huge, like vault of like music. He's written music for a lot of people too. A lot of people have like famous songs you might never have like that you've heard before. Like he's written several of them, you know, that people just buy them from him or whatever, you know. There's a
crazy, like
you can look it up. It's like look up like Prince songs you didn't know were Prince songs or something like that, you know? And then it'll pop up. Really interesting. I love fun facts and music dives and deep diving and shit like that.
I have a cool fun fact.
What's that?
All right,
I learned it in my class. I actually learned something. I remembered it.
Congratulations.
I remembered one thing. But did you know, like, infants, the reason they stay awake so long, like, during the night and they wake up so much is because they can't enter REM sleep. They don't dream at all. So that is the reason why they wake up, because they can't fully enter REM sleep, the deep sleep.
So that's why they're freaking out.
Yeah, that's why they freak out. And that's why they can't.
So it's not hungry.
Go to sleep.
They're like,
yeah.
I can't sleep.
So that's when you throw them against the wall, right?
Yeah.
is it because they don't have the, what's it called? What's the chemicals that your brain releases to put you in like that deep sleep?
I know what you're talking about. They don't have that developed yet in their brain.
Yeah, because I mean they're infants. They don't have that chemical.
But yeah,
it's not serotonin.
Enter.
It's not dopamine. It's
melatonin is what I take at night, so I can take melatonin.
It's melatonin. It's literally melatonin. It's like naturally produced melatonin.
Is that what it is?
I don't remember.
Produced.
It's been too long since I learned that.
I can look
it up. I don't
really
remember what
it
was, but
it
I just, so yeah,
have Google.
I just
Google
know
is
they
can. Four or five of us have Google.
Yeah, we're all in front of computers.
The pineal gland, located within the brain's two hemispheres, receives signals from the SCN. Okay, I don't care about that. Hormone melatonin.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It is melatonin. I knew it. Let's go.
But yeah, that's the reason why they can't enter REM sleep and everything, which I thought was really cool.
I never heard of
that. Did you guys know that if you take too much melatonin, you will have night terrors?
Yeah, so
how do you know this, Andrew?
Really?
Oh, good, funny story, Andrew.
Because
so,
it happened to you.
No, not me. I fucking
personal
witnessed
experience.
It. So I was camping.
Oh, night terrors are fun, honestly.
You're like, I'm having one right now. I'm asleep. I'm kidding.
No, so I went camping with my girlfriend, and she took like 3 melatonin, which is like 2 times her normal dosage, because she usually takes like 1.5. And so I want to say it was like probably 2:30 in the morning. It's like literally the night or the day of George Floyd,
man.
The George Floyd thing. Because I remember she had her night terror and I woke up and like we were scrolling through Instagram. There was like riots going on, protests. And I was like, what the fuck happened while we were camping?
Yeah.
That's and
wild. Yeah.
So she had a night terror that like a fucking person was like grabbing her and ripping her out of the tent. And I was having a nightmare that a fucking jaguar or a mountain lion, because I have an absurd fear of mountain lions.
Jaguars just are fucking crazy. Those things are dangerous. Yeah.
Mountain lions know how to kill you instantly. They know where your juggler is at. That's what scares me. They're like born assassins. I hate them.
That's awesome, honestly.
Yeah, they're amazing creatures, but fuck, I'm hit animals? Scared.
They're like hit cats. Like hitmen, you know? Like
I hate you. I hate you. Hit cats. But I was having a nightmare that she was getting ripped out of the tent. So she's punching and kicking me. I'm holding her leg like in a fucking, I don't know if y'all watch UFC, but I had her in a heel hook, like about to break her fucking like shin bone. Like I'm there. Yes. I'm there. I'm like, we're both screaming at the top of our lungs at 2 o'clock in the morning at this campsite. And right next door to us is like this Boy Scout troop of like 6 year olds.
Oh, no.
And I just remember I get out of the tent. I'm taking a breather, getting some fresh air. And I just hear the camp counselor come over to the tent like, you guys okay? And the kids go, yeah. Because we're two idiots are screaming for our nightmare.
And that's how Andrew traumatized a Boy Scout troop while camping.
We're going camping again.
Take that out of context, everybody will. But that's how Andrew traumatizes a boy of scout, Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts. But I can relate to that because my new medicine, it's called Abilify. It gives me night terrors. And I started realizing I've never had bruises on my legs before. And ever since I started taking this medicine, I wake up. And there's bruises on my leg. So at first, I was like blaming Dakota. I was like, why the fuck are there bruises on my leg while I'm sleeping? Like, what are you doing? But then I realized.
He's beating the shit out of you.
And then
No, she texted me. She texted me a picture of the bruises. Yeah, like, are you trying to kill me?
Yeah.
In my sleep?
Like, they're fucking.
That's like sleepwalking kind of.
But, like, but it's fucking some people nasty. Do, like, they're really bad. Like, they're turning purple some days.
And I told her I wouldn't kill her in her sleep because I want to look her in the eyes.
But no,
things have taken a turn. Holy shit.
Because I used to take
0 to 100. Over
I
here,
used to take guy. Like Seroquel, and that would just make me sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, a side effect is night terrors. And apparently, I'm like having, I don't know, fucking seizures in my sleep. And I'm hurting myself in my sleep.
There's one comedian
and
guy that has.
My
like,
legs fucking hurt like a lot now.
There's a comedian dude that has to like zip himself up in some protective thing because like he sleepwalks and he like fell out of a window. Like. And like almost killed himself, like on because he was asleep. I forget what his name is. He was a comedian guy, but he has to like strap himself into some like contraption or some shit like that so he could actually sleep normally. Because he'll just whoop get up and just do his own thing, you know.
That reminds me of Moon Knight.
I was literally gonna say Moon Knight.
Is that any good?
Like no screens.
Amazing show. An amazing show.
I know the comic. I've seen some, like Bill Sienkiewicz did. I think that's how you say his last name. I hope it is. He's a Polish guy. He's a fantastic artist and works for Marvel and a bunch of other old OG comics. But he did a lot of covers for Moon Knight. And like, if you look up, I don't know how to say it or spell his last name. It's like Sienkiewicz or something like that. Sienkiewicz. But anyways, but like his little covers are the shit. And like, so that's how I know about Moon Knight. I never actually read it, but I remember his covers because they're so stark. They're very iconic, you know. So check it out.
Good show. I had to watch it twice though to like fully understand it.
I like the guy.
It was so confusing.
What's the guy's
name?
He's Oscar Isaac, right?
Isaac. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No,
he's
it
awesome.
Was such a good show. I was like, I don't know why I put off watching it for some reason. I don't know why, but when I finally got around to watching it, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Nice.
I genuinely thought I had missed like a part. I thought I'd skipped over a part.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the fuck? But then it got on and I was like, also in one of the scenes, in one of the episodes, you can see the fucking cameras that they're using to film it.
Oh, nice.
And like,
break down the fourth wall. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, there you go.
Like Marvel could easily, because the amount of times Marvel breaks the fourth wall, especially lately, they could definitely play that off. But I feel like it was just a genuine mistake that they published it with. But the way it hasn't been like fixed or taken out yet. I don't know. I paused it. Like, I was like, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's a camera with a, like, with one of the microphones, the fuzzy ones, like, to get the sound in. And I was like, right, okay.
Oh, if there's a fuzzy, that's a boom mic. That's a
boom mic. That's
A buddy of mine is a boom mic operator for some movies. He's worked on like Doom Patrol and a few other, you know, popular shows and stuff. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, I don't know how far away I am. I don't know how loud I am.
So. You sound very satisfying. So.
Oh, weird. Really?
Sounds good. He sounds good in Discord.
Thanks.
I'll try and find the picture of where, because I saw.
There's a funny photo. It's like I didn't know it was a thing until someone told me. But there's this dude in 1977 for Star Wars: A New Hope, right? You know, and there's a photo of this dude. He's wearing nothing but extremely short pink shorts.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen that photo?
I haven't, but I'll look it up.
So like, look it up. It's 1977. Bro, it's like pink shorts boom guy, and you can see him right
pink
there.
Shorts boom guy.
Yeah. So then a buddy of mine 1 year was like, you know what, for Dragon Con I'm gonna dress up as that boom guy. And he totally did. So anytime he would see anybody like in Star Wars outfits, he would just hold the boom mic.
Oh,
damn. Oh, my God.
He passed away recently. He's not the boom guy.
Oh, no. Oh, bummer. Hall. Oh, no.
This is back in 2020. Oh, damn, what a terrible year.
Okay,
man. He died in 92, though. He lived a long, happy life wearing pink shorts, you know?
Yeah. This is so obscure. Like, I never heard about it until my friend was like, hey, I've dressed up as Dragon Con. This dude with little pink shorts. And I was like, I don't, what? I was like, in public? He's like, Atlanta, it's a wild town. So, like, you know. But, yeah, it's pretty fun. There's a little fun fact for you. There you go. Pink shorts, boom guy. It's a thing.
Apparently, there's a Lego Star Wars collectible of the pink shorts.
What?
Guy. There is?
That's amazing.
There is.
That's amazing.
I want to go to a Lego store in London because you can make your, like, own Lego figures. And I want to make me and my friends. I feel like that would be so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah, there is a place in Columbus you can do that as well.
Oh, cool.
You know, speaking of figurines, I have this gym from The Office, the sumo wrestling scene. I just randomly have it. So I don't know if any of y'all are Office fans, but that's the one that I have.
I've seen it.
I haven't watched The Office.
I've watched the English.
It's my ringtone.
So apparently there's a group of cosplayers that go to Star Wars conventions wearing pink shorts and holding a boom mic.
Yeah, I know. I found those pictures as well.
That is so funny. I've been to.
I love like going through random holes in the internet, just going down them as deep as possible.
Yeah, subcultures, they're fascinating and terrifying. But
there's probably like a subreddit for that. Like,
oh yeah, totally. It's like our pink shorts guy.
Well, now I gotta look that up too. All right.
I didn't even know if it is. I just came up with it. Watch it be one. That'd be funny.
When I was in seventh grade, we had a clay, like pottery section in our art class.
Yeah.
So I made two things. My mom keeps them on her shelf to this day. Seventh grade, so it was like 10 years ago at least. So the first thing was supposed to be a bowl. It was a bowl, and I ended up painting it with like, it looks like a Starry Night type of look on the outside, and then like the inside's purple.
Oh, Lord.
But it looks like an ashtray instead. So there's
Let's
that.
Go.
And the other one, my sister loves penguins. She's like 30 something years old, 34, something like that. She loves penguins, so I made her like a penguin fully out of clay, and it is like at least 10 pounds. Oh, it is stupid heavy.
Oh wow.
And I think I've dropped it at some point because one of the little flipper feet things, I don't know what they're called, I'm not a penguin expert, but it fell off. But that's also still in my mom's house. So
well, the movie is called Happy Feet.
So you know who directed Happy Feet? George Miller. And George Miller did Mad Max.
He's also the same movie, basically. It's the same universe.
Yeah. Same universe.
In real time. It happened in real time.
Happy Feet.
It's a real life documentary.
Why did Happy Feet make you mad?
Because they freaking banished this dude because he had fucking happy feet. Like, damn, because he couldn't fucking sing.
That's the point of the whole movie.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, it just made me mad. It was stupid.
I can't even remember what happened in that movie. I watched it like, I don't know. It was like shooting on Disney Channel.
We watched it fairly recently.
Yeah, I watched it like a month ago. Yeah,
like it starts off with Happy Feet, then it turns into Sad Feet, then it turns back into Happy Feet at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the arc.
So this is wild. This is so wild. So 1979, George Miller did Mad Max. 1981, Mad Max 2. He did Twilight Zone, the movie, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, a few other ones. And then in 2006, he did Happy Feet. And then 2011, he did Happy Feet 2. 2015, Mad Max, Fury Road, one of the best movies of all time. Same guy. Isn't that wild?
That's just so wild.
That is so wild. 2024, he's got Furiosa coming out, which is probably going to be awesome.
But
I love
Furiosa. Another thing that makes me mad is like a subculture. Yeah. Like, not a subculture, but like a cultural thing. Like when people say soda around here, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up, it's pop.
No.
You're from the north?
No, let me finish. And you trying to force your shitty ass fucking lingo.
Are you from
north?
We just called it north. I'm from Ohio.
I knew it.
But a lot of people were like
fizzy drink.
Like a fizzy drink.
A pop of fizzy, right?
But yesterday, the other day, I was just asking someone for like a pop, and they're like, "What are you talking about? Like a
popcorn?"
Yeah, like something. I don't even know what they were like thinking I was talking about, like candy or something. I was like, no, I want a pop.
Oh.
They're like, do you mean a soda or something? Because I told them, I was like, I guess a soda. They're like, so you mean that? I was like, no, I mean a fucking pop, bitch.
The only way to say it is to say I want a Coke. It's the only way to say it.
No, you're a weirdo.
Coke means every single soda on the planet.
I hate you.
No.
Cool story. So for those that don't know,
cool.
G Fuel made an amazing flavor called Sanic Chili Dog.
And it's as cursed as it sounds.
I have a feeling the amazing is sarcastic.
Oh, 100%. 1,000%.
It tastes like hot dog water, bro.
We tried
hot
it.
Hot dog water is the best, low key.
It was fucking terrible. It is the worst thing I think I've ever... And I tried forcing myself to drink it.
Don't do that. You
just
throw up.
Because I bought it.
Fun fact, that was actually on the episode, too, when he was drinking it.
Yep. What is the most disgusting drink you guys have ever, like, drank?
G Fuel, chili dog.
Okay, apart from that.
Here's the problem with that. Back to the whole lemonade and soda thing. Fun fact,
He is talking, Andrew. I'm sorry. I had a revelation in my
That's
mind.
That's twice.
Sorry.
Revelation.
Andrew's revelation.
I have a revelation to talk about.
Well, let me get a book to write this down in.
That's so funny.
Funny fact, though, I only drink lemonade and water, basically. That's like the only two things I will drink, and you'll find me drinking. Anything else, like pop and all that, I will not drink. White Claw and Moonshine, yes, but otherwise, soda and stuff, I won't touch it. I will not drink it.
It's good for you.
I said White Claw and Moonshine. You're like, I keep things to White Claw, Moonshine, lemonade, and water. That's awesome. Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's a balanced diet.
White Claw and Moonshine. That's like the left curve. Like, speaking of left field, I was like, oh shit, Moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Have you guys had an old smoky Moonshine?
No, I haven't.
My dad just got it for his birthday.
It's good. I recommend the blue raspberry.
Tastes like Jolly Ranchers, like entirely
like
Jolly Ranchers.
Very sour, right. Very Jolly Rancher.
Oh, sour. Sour is good. I tried Mezcal for the first time last night.
Drinking's
it's very smoky.
Gross.
It's like a smoky tequila. Very...
Moscato's good. Yeah. Peach flavor.
Alcohol.
Yeah, Cody, what type of bud do you drink? What type of bud do you drink, Cody?
He doesn't drink.
Dewody. Oh no, he
Dewody.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it, but he partakes in bud instead. So what type of flavor are you packing?
It's called God's Gift.
Yeah, it's called God's Gift.
It's
organic. I love how like dealers make it sound like Fruity Pebbles or some shit like that. Like there's always some stupid ass name for it.
It's organic mango lemonade. That's what he's got.
That's what that is. It's organic.
Right? It's so funny. He's like, well, actually.
That's exactly it.
Okay,
so
Andrew, do you have your oracle from the revelations of Andrew?
Yeah, so...
Oh, my.
Circling back to, like, the worst drink I've ever had, so I don't know if y'all know what this is.
LaCroix.
I don't know if you know what this is. No.
I don't know.
It's called a bar mat shot.
Nope.
Bar mat. So, oh, it's everything that's collected at the end of the night they put into a shot glass.
Oh, gross!
For free. Usually they pay people to take it. And I took it for free because I was like, oh, fuck it, why not? That?
It's like condensation, beer, wine,
anything that's overspilled.
Ellie, you're going to come to find out Andrew's an alcoholic.
Andrew, I would never guess an alcoholic.
Yeah, she missed the first night. I think we streamed drank, and he was so fucking
He got banned for like two weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, in chat because he kept calling people so much like dog water?
Dog water.
Yeah, I didn't say anything racist or anything, bro.
That's so specific.
But
Andrew, were you in that game?
Him that they banned him for 2 weeks. Oh, he was going to get unbanned once,
but
then they
was one of those people.
Him again.
I reported him. I got it's that okay. message saying he was banned.
Fuck you. Too many sippies.
I didn't ban him, I don't think.
Too many sippies.
Too many sippies.
Mississippi?
Too many Mississippis.
But no, when I was working at a bar, like my drinking problem became a problem.
became a problem.
Were you a bartender or a barback or?
I was just a server, but it was like a pub.
Those hours are crazy, you know. So
yeah.
I know what place you're talking about.
Sir, the Goose Creek Pub.
I'm gonna
the old
you.
Pub in Goose Creek, right? Well,
I can't talk to you now. Problem. You're in another state.
Actually,
like a British pub.
I thought you were gonna say Majorua for a second.
British pub.
I almost went to Majorua, but I heard the management there sucked ass. So I was like, yeah, fuck.
Majorua. What do you expect?
I would eat the fish and chips there. That shit is good. But now, I don't know if you know, but in Park Circle, there's a fish and chips joint or whatever. It's authentic. And they called it the Codfather.
I've been there. Yeah, that place is fucking
so good.
So good. So good.
So good. Okay. So the best name ever for a fish and chips joint. And it's like they have like the mashed peas and shit. You know, they have like the brown sauce. Then like, I don't know what it's called.
Their brown sauce is pretty
good.
I went to London. When I went to London, I had fish and chips from some restaurant, some pub, whatever in London. And it was quite possibly the worst tasting fish I've ever had in my entire life.
Yes,
yeah, they had zero flavor.
Yeah.
Chips,
it was fried, maybe. I think it was fried, but that it was like chewing through like 10 layers of paper because it was flaky still. It was still fish. It was still real fish. It just had no flavor whatsoever.
Here's a tip: never get fish from a fish and chip shop.
Okay. All right.
Never get a sausage. Okay. Like you always go with the sausage. Don't ever go with the fish.
So they have the sausage and they have meat pies too. The meat pies are good.
I like meat pies.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Dude, like, not the one near me.
Do you know what are those like steam buns called? Like Chinese, those Chinese steam buns.
Things
like boya.
They're called pork buns. Or boyos.
Yeah, like dumplings, right?
Oh yeah, pork buns.
Dumplings. There's an authentic Chinese place that has those.
Bao.
It's like B-O-I or something like that.
Yeah,
I
thought
it's
B-A-O. They steam them in like those little circular like
trays. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There's a place downtown and I want to try it so bad because it looks good.
Nice.
Like, and they come in the steam boxes.
They send it in.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. I think there's an account that's called like Hayao Miyazaki or Ghibli Food. Whatever, that's what I imagine. It's because, like, you know, Miyazaki's really great at like drawing food.
Dude, I don't know why, but like, anytime I watch, there's like a whole ASMR thing on YouTube for like
Hayao Miyazaki. Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah,
but they have like all the animated foods throughout his movies
that's
and
it.
Series.
That's it.
Dude, it looks better than real life food.
So good. Yeah. So good. Like, there's one from Ponyo when she's making all the food. Oh my god.
Yes.
Or Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I love Ghibli movies. They're like
so
the best.
I was wearing my Princess Mononoke shirt last night. I was at an art show down here, and so I got into a random conversation, which I want to do. It happens to me a lot. And then this chick was like, yo, what? I love Miyazaki. So I was like, we're like naming all these movies, and she was like, there's a lot that like are associated with that Miyazaki did not like direct, or maybe he just like kind of like more of a producer, like Grave of the Fireflies or
Grave of the Fireflies,
or The Cat Returns and shit like that, or
The Cat Returns is so good.
Yeah, but it's like the only one that's like, other than the 3D one, The Cat Returns I think is the only one that's like very different, because it's not, doesn't look like Miyazaki like animated it or whatever. So Yeah. And there's Tales from Earthsea, but I think that's actually based off of a fantasy novel series. And I think Goro did that. Goro's his son. I think he was in charge of that. But Porco Rosso is great. Nausicaa, which they did a bit more, kind of ends. Porco Rosso just kind of ends. But Princess Mononoke is like my shit. That's my ultimate favorite of all time. It's like, it's so good. Spirited Away.
I can't choose a favorite. They're all so good. Have Peaky Delivery Service posters in my room.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a good one. He's a genius. That guy's like, to be able, like, just imagine, like, I know I'm sketching shit here, but like, you can't even hold a candle to that guy. Like, he's phenomenal. It's almost like the Korean artist, what's his name? Kim Jong-ji. That guy's sick. He doesn't animate, but like that dude, he has like a photographic memory. It's unreal. Like, he'll do things with warp perspective on these giant panels. I don't know how the guy does it. It's wild. So look that guy up too. So
I don't know. You're probably really big into manga.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Big manga fan for sure, for sure.
The apprentice of the guy. I always fuck up his name, so I'm not gonna try. Who drew Berserk?
Oh,
Has her own like spinoff.
Oh no way.
I can't remember the name of it, but dude, it like how she draws like the perspectives of like the land. Yeah. She does like these wide ass panels, and they're so detailed.
That's what's I think this guy's Marita. Oh, Kentaro Miura. There you go, Kentaro Miura. Yeah, that dude's sick. Like I haven't read the manga for Berserk, but
you have to.
I know.
I need to finish it. I've been putting it off.
Like my first introduction to Berserk was like the Dreamcast game on the Sega Dreamcast.
No shot.
Yeah, yeah. So then like my brothers and I were like, "What is this game?" There's just like this guy with a sword and there's blood everywhere. Like this is insane. And then we saw the series and we're like, "Oh shit, there's like more to this." And the series just kind of ends and we're like, "Come on, man." Like, and this is so fucked up. The whole thing is wild. Like, you know.
The series does not put any.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it usually doesn't. It's just
not even near
the difference between like mangas and like their anime interpretations, I guess you'd say. But like some are really spot on. Some are actually kind of better. You know, but for the most part, it's the same thing as like comparing a book to a movie. You know, so it's one of those things. Like, but yeah, it's interesting. I like manga. I'm a big art fan.
One Punch Man, holy shit.
There you go, full circle. Here we go.
Oh my god.
That shit is good.
I can't stop reading it. I'm almost done.
I still have to start reading that.
I haven't actually got onto manga yet.
It's a rabbit hole.
No, it's not.
It's not.
There's a lot of ones that are just like
I only
super
dedicate
generic.
All my free time to it.
Well, I'm still
only.
To
One
Piece. Oh, I love, dude. I'm watching One Piece. I had to stop just because I want like the current arc to be finished. Oh, enter the mic. Okay, so like, yeah, One Piece is the shit. I love it. It's so good. It is so good.
Dude, shit is popping literally, off right now. One Piece.
I feel like I've just got past episode 100. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm nowhere near.
Oh, dude, man.
She's not even main forward yet.
Oh, man. Dude, it is so good. It is like that. It's like, it's intense, man. Like, One Piece is very. I was like, holy shit, the show. I just love the character design. It's very original character design.
I don't feel like original. I don't feel like getting into that commitment.
Dude, yeah.
It's a commitment.
I stopped like right at the beginning of the Wano arc, and I don't want to. I don't even want to return to it till it's done.
What is it, One Piece?
Yeah. Wano is really cool.
The
or
white
really
people's
weird.
The white people's One Piece is Grey's Anatomy. Can't change my mind.
You can't
change my mind. And then the Tumblr people like are the supernatural.
Okay.
The supernatural.
Just because there's so many episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That is so funny. That's funny as shit. That's
yeah.
Funny.
There is one more.
Yeah, there's like 1,000 something episodes of One Piece. It's a commitment, but like,
oh yeah,
God,
no,
it's so good.
The last one.
Inside it.
And then the last one was like the kids' One Piece with Sesame Street, and they have over 4,000 episodes.
Sesame Street has over 4,000?
Yeah.
That
is
crazy. Every day. Have you ever seen how many episodes of The Young and the Restless there are?
That's crazy.
Look how many episodes of The Young and the Restless there are. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Look at the soap opera.
That's the old person's One Piece.
My mom loves her soap opera.
They literally have, I think they started in the 80s.
Every single day there's a new episode.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Dude, still going season on? 49. Yeah, it's brand new. Actually, a brand new episode comes out in 2 days.
That's
Monday.
Crazy.
Watch it.
Young
the watch party.
Hold on. As the world turns.
Season 49. Episode 222. Episode 222.
Yeah.
So where's the cutoff for their seasons?
Oh, the
365. 80s.
Oh my 80s. God.
365.
Oh,
365.
Season 49.
I think I remember commercials for that growing up.
That's insane. Dude.
My mom was a big fan of Beauty,
oh, yeah, so
Beauty
the
and the
episodes?
Beast. Yeah.
12,000, by the way.
Whoa.
12,000.
Does anyone care about Game of Thrones or no?
No.
Shut up.
No. I never watched it.
I was trying to get into it at that point, but
shut you down right there.
I was just so disappointed. I read the books, and I watched the series.
Well, I just wanted to talk about...
What about
but you stopped at season 5, right?
No, I watched it all the way through.
No, I know what you did, but I'm talking to him.
Oh.
Which one was season? How many seasons were there?
Eight.
I watched all eight. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched. It's my comfort show. I watched it 4 times through with all 8 seasons.
Okay.
For me, I stopped at season 5.
No, shut up, Andrew. You watched it all the way through. No, you didn't.
I watched all the way, but in my heart, I stopped at season 5.
I stopped at season 6. But
so, okay.
Oh, sorry.
No.
So again, full circle. Like what I was talking about, like the difference between like manga to anime to books to shows and movies or whatever. Like Game of Thrones is actually like a perfect example because there's a lot of shit that they left out. So obviously, because there's so much material to work with, and then obviously, like George R. R. Martin was like not even involved. I think they're contacting.
He's involved with House of the Dragon.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's like
that's
he said
why
he
wanted to talk about. Like,
real quick. I don't know much about it. I know it's like the dragon people, whatever their names.
Yeah, the Targaryens.
There you go. Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people don't watch it, but
it was the Mad King, right? Is there?
Yeah. No.
That?
That was Aegon, but
is that what it's about?
No, they're doing a 100 years before.
Oh, so it's like a super prequel.
Yeah.
I thought the prequel where they take out where they take over King's Landing.
No, this is where they already have King's Landing.
Oh, so he's going.
No,
way back.
The Aegon's conquest is before this show. So this that's like the that will be the prequel when that comes out. But they're doing the 100 years before like the Lannisters took over, basically.
Holy shit! This is like some Silmarillion shit.
This is the fall of the Targaryens, when they were at their highest peak, and then they fall.
With the Mad King.
Why are you so out of breath, dog?
I don't know.
That's a lot of information.
You are right.
Yeah. But one thing that I am excited about, I know, I love dragons, so that is my favorite thing about this show. Because I know, I don't know if you've noticed, but like in the main show, all 3 dragons are basically like copy and pasted. They all look the same. And dragons are a very important thing, like in the books. They all have different personalities. They all look completely different and stuff.
Well, I mean, all the dragons are not the same. There's like 2 dragons that are the same. There's a different color. And then there's that one guy that's like,
yeah, there's the one that's like,
I'm going to go burn some lambs and piss off some people. And then
there's the cool one. That's what it is.
Yeah, this is the cool edgy dragon.
Yeah, you got the bumbling twins and the cool older brother.
But they basically, the thing is,
Yeah,
but it just looks like there's like no effort, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, of course, there's like effort into it, but they don't.
It's
really
like their
look
production got
different.
Cut off or something.
Okay, cool. But with I don't know if you've seen the new trailer or anything.
I saw the first teaser.
The first teaser, but the
I mean, I'll watch
trailer,
it. I'll give it a shot. Like,
it comes out in like 8 days.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
<It's> like,
very commanding.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because
it's like, yes, ma'am, I will. Over and out. There
because
you go.
There's going to be 17 dragons in the new show, so I'm excited.
17?
Yeah, 17 instead of 3.
Oh, shit.
And that's what I'm
that's
excited
cool,
about,
because
these dragons, like, all have different personalities. They all look so different.
Whoa.
Watch them be copy and pasted.
No, they're not, because Carmax and everything are not Carmax. I can't say his name. It's just
like to buy a Honda.
Behold, Carmax.
But the way he's described, he's like a bloodthirsty, like, violent dragon. And he was shown in the trailer with Daemon. And everything, and oh my god,
Daemon?
That's his name, Daemon Targaryen.
Yeah, okay,
what's that sound?
Someone's asleep at the horn.
What?
Yeah,
there must
outside.
Be a car outside.
Yeah, it's a car. It's like,
take the laptop out there. I want to see.
It's just so great that they're actually putting George R. R. Martin's like on this project.
It could be
and
a pressure
stuff.
Washer. It could be a pressure.
Yeah, it could be a pressure washer.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad he's on the project because all the dragons are different.
Yeah.
And everything there is just, it's great because I love dragons. And then
dragons.
In November, I'm getting the 3 main dragons in the show as my next tattoo.
Oh, shit. Who you getting a tattoo right here?
Yeah.
Your next tattoo? What tattoos have you got?
This one. I have the 3...
She has the 3 dragons from
Game of Thrones. And then I'm going
to
get...
Like, I'm going to be able to see from all the
I know.
Way
I'll,
yeah,
I'll come up to the camera.
Yeah.
Cody, we have to get our berserk tattoo.
We do have to get our berserk tattoo.
Where do you want to get it? On the hand?
Yeah, on our hands.
Okay, while Cody does that. Okay, so I've been doing some research for the past like 10 minutes.
Research.
Okay, so I was trying to find the television show with the most episodes ever.
Sure.
There's a show in Germany called Sandmännchen, which is based off of the Sandman, but it's a little Sandman. It's an adorable animated character.
Okay.
It's the cover photo for it is a, I don't know, a bunny or some shit like that with a Santa costume.
Okay.
And small rats pulling a sleigh. So there's that. The episode count is 22,000, and it's still in production today. It started in 1959.
Holy shit. I thought there's a Japanese show that had the longest, was like the longest animated show.
It's the longest anime, I think.
Well, no, this is the longest anime show, Sandmännchen.
So the longest animated show, it's Sazae-san in Japan.
Really?
Which is run from October 19th, 1969, run for 50 years. Guinness World Records, it says longest running animated TV series. I thought it was like, some people said Simpsons. I was like, no. I was like, there's 1,000 episodes of like of One Piece out there. So Sazae-san, it's
Simpsons is U.S. history, but
okay, yeah. So it's let me see here. It doesn't have an actual count.
Imagine you spend 50 years of your life catching up on that show.
Well, it's like a family show. Like the episodes are very short. You know, they would just,
30 minutes.
Yeah. So for Sazae-san, it's let me see.
So it's the longest running.
Oh, okay.
But the issue is, it's only broadcast every Sunday. So it's not every day.
Oh, okay.
Animations features Sazae and her family in daily living. It has been broadcast every Sunday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. I think it's the longest, like, continuous show.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Sandmännchen probably started broadcasting 69. And, you know, because of, I guess, you know, Cold War shit, you know, the wall in Germany.
True.
They had to stop for a second or two in the 90s, but... They actually had two versions of it. One was for East Germany, one was for West Germany. That's crazy.
That is, wow, that's really crazy.
Wait, did you do pole vault in school, Andrew?
I did.
And he's also a coach, too.
2 years in high school.
You had pole
5 years
in
college.
High school? What high schools are you guys going to? One had archery.
Oh, yeah, we had some.
Holy
shit. Yeah, we had some.
I had archery at mine,
you went
too.
To Stratford.
Oh, yeah, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm from Texas, so you can take that wherever you, however you will. But
you weren't even trusted to do dodgeball after, like...
You could dodge wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be in the Ocho. Let's go.
The UK should be, like, really big into track, though, right? No?
Don't even start. Oh, no? Every PE lesson, we had to run around the whole fucking field twice. Yep.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
They wanted me and my friend. Track stars.
Yeah, no, listen.
It's a half mile,
and in
maybe.
The snow, we done it once in the snow. And in the UK, they are very strict on uniform. So they are very strict. And I mean, like, if you were wearing, in the snow, the girls had to wear skorts because that's what our PE uniform.
What?
We weren't allowed to wear long bottoms. Because joggers weren't allowed because they were too distracting.
Oh, wow.
But a skirt, is it?
Yeah.
It's a skirt.
Exactly. It's a skirt.
Yeah, now I don't even know what a skirt looks like. I'm curious.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Like
underneath a skirt.
I understand. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Like boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
boys,
it.
Except boys. Except prettier, you know?
Wear joggers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The boys got to wear joggers, of course.
Wow.
Well, because not every boy has a chicken pot pie dumpy.
Just Andrew out here.
Not Andrew.
That is being no. Do not even get me started on that. No.
What?
I started this.
What have you done? He's just fucking cackling
See,
over here.
That's just that whole statement.
He's not even making sounds. He's gonna make seal sounds here in a second.
Freaking female race from what they wear.
Female race?
What?
Not female race.
What?
Female. I can't even talk right now.
What? I don't know. This is like a sci-fi movie now.
Sci-fi movie.
No, it was terrible. It was like PE was so horrible. The only PE lessons I liked was our trampolining. That was the
most. What?
Trampoline.
Trampolining.
You guys could trampoline?
Well, that's gymnastics, so.
You could
Yeah, that's cool.
We were only allowed to, like, jump. It was only, like, for, like, the end of year. So,
okay.
But still, I want a fucking trampoline.
Yeah,
I was cool to have people. And then the girls and boys got split up, and I was so happy. Because I was with the boys with my group, and it was... I hated it.
Has it?
That guy's the worst, Loki.
Ellie, have you ever, like, got trouble in school for being a mean girl?
I was...
Good movie.
Have you?
Great fucking movie. Never mind.
I thought we could.
I have got in trouble, but like, not
Skylar,
for
you're
me,
just a fucking bully.
I can't relate.
I was a bully in middle school. Wow. I was an asshole in middle school. I will tell you.
You're still
a
bully,
Skylar.
Whenever you go to any game
and there's a girl in the lobby that's not named Ellie, you yell at them and call them a fucking hoe and shit like that.
Dude, yeah, Skylar hates women, bro.
No, I don't.
Women, bro, or just women?
Just women.
Pick me girls are what made me mad.
Someone said thank you to me for buying them a gun in game. She goes, oh, shut the fuck up.
You really did.
No, not you, Ellie. Like, you're fine.
Oh, no, Ellie. Ellie, she hated you in the beginning.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
She literally left our Discord call when we ran into you the second time. And we were so happy to... see you again.
Hang out with you, right?
But then I realized you were a nice person. That's all it takes me. Once I realized
no,
you
she just
a nice
hates
person.
Women, bro. She just hates women.
No, I do not.
This guy is low-key sexist.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I was in, I will tell you this experience I had in middle school, because none of you guys know this. I think besides like Dakota and everything.
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways,
I'm just vibing. I'm just
gonna be here. Should we be sharing this?
Yeah, like I didn't really get in trouble for it. I was like in middle school. It was like sixth grade.
Why wouldn't we share it?
She pulled a gun out on a kid. That's what happened.
No,
I want to know.
Do you know Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to write notes to people like Pretty Little Liars and put them in like their lockers. You know?
Oh my god, you're the worst.
No, yeah, I used to do that.
Dude, she made these girls think they had a fucking stalker, bro.
No, but like they
oh
were
my
it was
whoa, that's wild.
That's fucked
you're
up
caught?
Yes. Yeah, she got caught.
No, I got caught like after it only lasted like it lasted like a month. It took them a while.
That's still a month.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
like,
month of torture.
No, but my friends thought it was funny afterwards because we were still friends because one of them was like Jennifer.
There's always
Jennifer. But anyways, I just remember this going into the room, like from the administrators and everything. And they caught me because they matched up my handwriting from like my tests and everything with the letters.
No.
And then they're saying, yeah.
That's like investigative journalism. It's actually very impressive. Yeah. Actually, like, let's. But wait.
Yeah.
Yo. That happened to me, but for writing on the table.
Oh, I wasn't giving, it wasn't death threats. That's the thing. It was very, like, mild stuff I was saying. Like, I can't even remember. I was, like, fucking how old in sixth grade? I don't even know. I was, like, reading in a book and stuff, and I got in trouble for that. And so my book got confiscated.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and there was, like, 30 chapters.
30. This is you got a whole series going on.
Yeah, she actually
that's a story, bro. That's a book.
Whoa.
What's it called?
Book.
No, it was like an actual book, and then I reposted it like when
no,
I was able
it's
to.
It's a
online.
Harry Styles fanfic.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they confiscated Harry that? Sue them? Sue them for
reading it.
They
got in trouble because people were distracted by it and stuff, you know? And people
oh,
were
just
taking
salty
because
it was like probably good material, and all your English teachers, I can't write like this.
Yeah.
she's a savant. Like, I got to take this.
100%.
Yeah. I'm curious. It's probably like, what should be like, you're like the next, like, I don't know, Oscar Wilde or
yeah,
something like that.
Bunch, I have a bunch of poems.
Don't
like,
give her an ego,
yeah.
Bro.
No.
You know, so when I was in high school, there was a senior that was having sex with this freshman girl that was in our friend group. I was a freshman at the time, right? So unbeknownst to her, one of my other friends got like a messaging app and started texting the senior. It's a guy, by the way. Two guys are basically texting, right? My freshman friend, male.
That's
and then
hot.
The 18-year-old guy. He
Both
was
wait,
straight
wait,
friend.
Hold on. I'm gonna pause you there. Are two guys fucking?
No, just pause. Wait for it. So my friend, well, not name, obviously. That was messaging him. He Why was not? Showing it, he was faking it as a girl, catfishing him basically, right?
No.
Got him
oh,
to send
so
him a dick
up.
Pic, and we shared the dick pic with everyone
oh,
around
no.
us. And then basically, so it got to the point where
why would we do this to this man?
Because he was raping a girl for because
he was
14.
Oh.
She was 14. He was 18.
Senior.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, like, that's like, against the law and all that shit, but obviously, being 14, we didn't know what the fuck to do about it, so we just got him to send us a dick pic, and then we just,
that
you know...
completely went over my head.
Yeah,
holy
shit. Things took a turn.
Like, everyone's face just stayed the same when he was, like, freshman and senior. I was like...
Yeah, that was the reason why we wanted to fuck with him a little bit, right? So basically he came up to us, apologized to us, said sorry, and that was the end of that story. But yeah, so that's a story about how he stopped a guy from messing around with the door 4 years
loading. Guys, in hindsight, right?
Done something like
in the grand scheme of things.
Oh god, Andrew, what's
the grand scheme of things?
What's the hot take?
3 years difference in age in high school is literally nothing in the grand scheme of things.
In high school is different. Because
yeah, when you're in high school, you're like, oh my god, that's disgusting.
18 and 21 is fine.
There was a fucking 18-year-old girl fucking a 15-year-old dude, and no one bat an eye. Everyone's just like, you go, bro. That's our dream.
See, that's the thing that's wrong with the world. Yeah, that is wrong.
We're blackmailing you, motherfucker. You're going to jail.
So me and my friends actually blackmailed someone. For being a
see?
Why is everyone
this is where you use the word nonce. Okay, now I got it. Okay,
yeah, this is where you would use
minded
the word
my
nonce.
Own business in high school. I just minded my own business.
I just did drugs.
This wasn't too long ago either.
Same.
I just drew a lot. Like, I just drew in a book.
I played band. I did a lot of music in high school.
I don't even know what
Hold on, Ellie. Blackmailing.
Yeah, continue.
We totally interrupted her. We're so sorry.
No, it's fine. So basically, we met this guy through Valorant, and he was really nice. He was really nice and everything. But then two nights later, he starts messaging one of our friends. So he was 25, and our friend is 16.
Oh yeah, it's not and good. That is not a good look.
So he starts moving to my friend, and we're like, she's uncomfortable. But then we get a plan. We have his Instagram.
And we get a plan. I fucking love that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's fine. I love it. It's fine. We have his Instagram. We have his through his Instagram. We have his mother, father, brothers, friends.
Oh shit!
You have his address.
Oh my god!
Damn. Yeah, so, the whole tree.
Yeah, that's like this we is have his intense.
We have a dick pic, so we're like,
no.
Did you send the dick pic to his mom,
no.
bro?
Oh shit!
We're like,
to the man's mom.
He's at the wrong with that.
He
that
said brother and sister.
Nothing wrong.
First of all, we got cash. We got $20.
Oh.
There we go. Okay.
Not me. Nice. Not me. My friend too.
Your friend.
$20, 20 quid, right?
$20. No, $20. It was the other day. These are my online friends.
Okay,
so
they got
$20.
And we're like, the other day.
Oh no, not the other day. The other week.
$20 new to a new skin.
Yesterday, Cody.
I have so many stories like this, like. I mean, like, you're a girl online, you're gonna get shit like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually way more common than you.
Unfortunately,
like, way
that
more
sucks.
Common. Yeah.
This is why I refuse.
I hate it. I hate
this is why
it.
I refuse to send dick pics. I never want to be blackmailed.
So you do Polaroid instead?
Fuck no, not even that. Fuck no. I have no record of my dick online anywhere.
That's good. It's good like, for you.
We can change that right. Actually, no, we can't. Right. Sorry. Never mind. Just, do not do it right now.
Just my cheeks. Literally my ass. That's it.
Just my ass.
The chicken pot pie.
That's how
I flipped what I got.
That's like how Kick was, though. Like, you know Kick Ellie, right? Well, a lot of people
we
know
had
what
this...
Kick is. No.
I don't know. Just...
It was basically for, like, bad stuff.
Oh.
It was
bad
a social media for a minute.
So, Snapchat. Time. Like, it happened.
It was
like,
Snapchat before Snapchat.
Yeah. So. Like, I don't even know why I was on there. Like, I was a 13-year-old, so I was on there. And I just remember, like, an average conversation with these older men would be like, send nudes or I'm going to kill your whole family,
what
basically.
The fuck?
And I'm like, haha, you're funny. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Like that.
No, and like actually someone actually found out like what state I lived in somehow. I don't know how it happened, but the thing is
she got doxxed, bro.
But the thing is it like went over my head. It went over my head.
You can trace.
Like I didn't understand.
That's scary.
And everything, and cuz I was sitting at my house like with my
so fucking scary.
Yeah, I was just sitting at my house and then one day they're like, "Do you live on blah 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 road?"
Whoa.
And then I was like, wait
all
a
the,
second.
All the alarms.
What's going
wait
on
a minute.
Here?
That is like, that's like
who
soccer stadium.
Yeah.
That's a delete account.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That's when you unplug your router and you fucking go dark.
But I was 13, I didn't understand, because he kept, it was one of those dudes that kept pressuring for nudes. And at 13, I didn't really understand.
Creepazoid.
What do you mean by that? Like,
that, that's
I didn't...
why, I think TikTok, or, oh my god, not TikTok.
That's terrible.
I know, Snapchat? It was, but, yeah, no, I just no, remember what were you just talking my, about? My yeah, solution yeah, was yeah, just
Kit
like,
got like sued for like security reasons because you yeah. can trace your IP address.
Oh yeah. Shit!
Through
oh,
Kick, it was very easy. They had no firewall.
I don't even know what the hell but it is. My I know, solution. I something kind of sort of along the topic. Like I watched this like video. It was like some gamer chick, and she was playing Call of Duty or whatever. And then like all these dudes in the team that found out that she was a girl, and then they like booted her out of the team. They're like, "You're a girl," and she's like, wow. "Bloop," and she's like, "What the fuck? Like it's so unfair. That's so
yeah,
shitty. Like that's
all
so
yeah.
toxic
that
as
is
shit. It's not
yeah.
cool. It's not cool, man. Like why are people like that? I don't get it. It's so." It's fucked. It really is. It's fucked,
Joe. Okay. It is. The end of the story is my solution to it all was deleting the text message with him and then deleting Kick. And I thought,
yeah.
and then, but yeah. the thing is, I never heard from him again.
Good.
Well, you know? Yeah, because he doesn't have your number. He just has your IP address.
I know.
He's actually outside that window right now.
Closes the blind.
Well, I closed the blinds in advance.
What's up?
But I just thought
I closed
like...
the blinds in advance for you guys. So
now we invite him in for some tacos.
We got two dogs, and I'm kind of funny.
With some mango lemonade,
and it was always
yeah. We got plenty of mango lemonade.
Yeah, that is true.
And
but
cheesy
just,
poofs.
That stuff is like so scary, though. You know, looking back on it.
Oh, it's terrifying.
You know what else is terrifying? That... When you turn your head away from the mic.
I'm sorry.
And your voice doesn't go into it. Terrifying for editing.
Like, bro, I really had like no parent
Editor
supervision.
Is terrified.
When
I am.
Yeah, no, neither.
I didn't. When I was in middle school, I come to realize no one was like looking through my phone. Like, fuck, I was
doing
some fuck shit on my phone.
Drugs.
So when I was growing up, we had a Betamax and a VHS. And no phones, like, and it was just all we had were like movies, and we get to watch. It was funny because like we could watch anything that we wanted, pretty much. So I was like, just imagine it was like me, 7 years old, watching RoboCop, you know. But it's funny, like my parents, we were not allowed to watch anything with family dysfunction, so we were banned from watching Married with Children and The Simpsons. But I could watch Aliens and RoboCop as much as I wanted.
Oh, you get to watch this sci-fi alien fucking murder people and scare
dude,
you.
Like RoboCop is shooting people in a cocaine factory. I'm like, oh wow, they're playing with powder. And I'm like, oh no, that's not powder.
Simpsons was banned in my house too.
That soundtrack is fantastic.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I basically have never seen The Simpsons.
Oh,
that's
man.
Insane.
You're the Simpsons movie is worth...
Have you seen
I'll
The Simpsons?
Say,
yeah, The Simpsons,
yeah, Simpsons
movie
is amazing.
You know,
yeah,
I watched the movie with my sister, and within the first 3 minutes, Bart shows his dick. It's like the funniest scene
I've
ever
seen. Oh, yeah, I remember. I love The Simpsons movie.
But yeah.
I know a guy that can do the Krusty the Clown groan pretty good, a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
But it's I do it from time. I can't do it as well as he does, but it's like, eh. Like, you know, Krusty. Krusty the Clown. He's like, eh. Like,
yeah, his little sigh or whatever he does every time.
It's so good. I like to do it every once in a while just to throw people off. They're like, is that Krusty? It's like, no. Well, if you caught on, good. Yeah. Good on you. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else would, but I would honestly, if I had a chance to go back and, like, change, like, a few things, I would, honestly.
Hell no.
Damn.
I wouldn't. I'm fucking rolling with the punches again.
Hell no. Yeah. I wouldn't because it made me who I am right now, bro.
Yeah. I never want to be
young
again.
True, but I would rather get rid of like...
I'm where I'm at.
Not me.
That traumatic experience
we
went through. Like, no.
Not me, dog.
It's going to sound so sad, but like this whole summer, I have done nothing with my IRL friends because they've all been on holiday. And just everything with my online friends, which
yay!
I'm fine with.
Yay!
Yeah.
But
there's
but
friends
the fact is,
in like
there's friends what? In the world real world.
Hey, I'm
know
here.
That.
There is, and I left those people behind because of the job.
I count. I'm like the only one that's.
Yeah. Zach and Ashley went to get barbecue today for lunch. So.
Oh shit! Barbecue. That's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, this place is like probably the best barbecue I've ever had above the Mason-Dixon line. For being
whoa.
Honest.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the name? Of it?
It's called Bear Smokehouse, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Bear's. Hold on.
Got the cup somewhere. Yeah, but so they have like a mixture. Their meats are really good. They have brisket, pulled pork.
Oh, shit.
Bear Smokehouse Barbecue. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
It sounds good. Yeah, so I had it was like Bears, pawpaw, poutine. General. So it was like poutine, but they had actual good meat on top of it, with barbecue sauce and gravy and fried cheese curds. It was like the most amazing meal I've ever had in my entire life.
That sounds awesome. We got Lewis Barbecue downtown.
Okay,
That's just legit. It's expensive. I mean, barbecue is expensive.
How much is it?
They do it by the pound.
It's probably about like $20 for a meal, honestly. A lot of barbecue places around $20 a meal.
But that brisket, dude, it's like meat butter. Like, it's just like, it's so good.
It falls off. Like, it just...
Super good.
I want to go to America to try all the, like, all the, this kind of food and shit.
Come to Charleston.
This...
I would say the three biggest ones are probably American, Asian food. I think American, Asian food is probably some of my favorite. But Tex-Mex or just Mexican food in general. And barbecue. Those are the three ones.
Honestly, we got tacos right now.
I want to try Chick-fil-A.
You devoured Chick-fil-A. I'm so impressed. That's the most I've ever seen you eat. That's amazing, Dakota.
You don't have Chick-fil-A?
No, like they literally. I found out on my birthday this year. On my birthday, went out.
Okay, Ellie, what's your Chick-fil-A story?
Yeah, no, I wasn't even going to be about Chick-fil-A at the end. I was just saying that we don't have that. But we were on the bus and we went past a Taco Bell, and I was like, oh my god, we have Taco Bell.
Wow.
Taco Bell smacks.
Taco Bell does running late.
Smack, yeah. Bro.
So there's no Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I've never had a taco.
It doesn't smack like it used to.
No, dude, get the beefy melt.
The prices don't smack anymore.
No, beefy melt is $2.
Why?
The bean burritos used to be 79 cents. It's been four of those.
Really? It's an hour away.
It is shit for days.
No, dude, Steven, so I introduced Cody to... what was called the mini chicken quesadilla melt. And it was so fucking good. It was shredded chicken doused in like their taco chipotle sauce.
Yeah, I love the taco sauce.
And then it was flattened like a quesadilla and it was fucking amazing. And it was $1. The fucking
oh
dollar.
Yeah, that's when they used to have it. Yeah, they don't have it anymore.
They don't have it anymore.
They replaced it with this dog shit chipotle melt, which is not even close to the same.
I can agree to that.
No, but
every time I go, I'm like, "Can you grill that?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." And they don't grill it. They never grill it.
I like the cheese.
Like, "Fuck you and your midget ass. Go die."
No,
jeez.
No,
this is why you get muted. Damn. This is why you get muted on Valorant.
Wait, Ellie, Andrew, do you have Baja Blast over there for Taco Bell? The Baja Blast. Fondue.
I didn't go in the Taco Bell. We were running late to the thing we had to do.
Andrew, you need to get the beefy melt.
I still haven't even
the beefy melt. All right.
Damn.
I fuck with the beefy melt.
I would say Andrew probably looks like a beefy melt, for being honest.
Hopefully, I will eat Andrew's like I eat a beefy melt.
Stop, man.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, God is so homophobic, bro.
Dude, she hates women and she's homophobic.
Oh my god, no, I'm not. I'm literally gay.
I'm bisexual, but when the dudes talk like that, stop it, guys. That's disgusting. Like, fuck off.
You fuck off. You're fucking pussy fart.
Fucking god.
You're right.
Oh my god, this is funny.
Andrew and Skylar get stuff off their chest. That's the...
No,
it's like therapy.
The thing is about him.
It's like a sibling rivalry.
Oh, God.
You know what matters? It matters even if it's not me.
She's looking right at me, too.
Make it about me. Me doing something wrong.
Yeah, she's making direct eye contact with me. She's serious.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's
out
of here.
He does it. He does it on purpose.
He gets another drink. That's what he's doing.
No, but I did hear a bit of it the other night.
It's annoying.
So back to Taco Bell.
They argue like siblings, and it's so funny.
We are like siblings. It's like tough love. It's like some sibling love.
They're both love with Cody. That's the issue here. They're both love with Cody.
When I first joined and like started VCing with them on thing, they were arguing, and I was like, "Is this serious?"
Yeah, it's normal.
Back to Taco Bell. I will say
after Taco Bell. Okay. Like 2 days.
Dude, my favorite is the cheesy gordita crunch. That shit is fantastic. Yeah, it should be a permanent.
Nice.
Dude, it is so fucking good. I love it. It's extremely unhealthy. Favorite. And I don't give a shit, but it's so good.
Hell yeah, Taco Bell. If you go to Taco Bell, your priorities are not health.
It's like Waffle House. Or, you know?
Your priorities aren't.
It's like going to McDonald's and asking for the fucking salad, like
which has more sodium than like anything else on the menu.
I will say, dude, like Wendy's salad, Zaxby's salad, Chick-fil-A salad.
Yeah, never say fucking Zaxby's ever again.
We don't have Zaxby's.
They're Cobb salad.
Wait, hold on. What's up with you and Zaxby's, bro?
So I'm a Raising Cane's fanatic. So
okay, I like both.
I understand that wholeheartedly.
Okay. So let me give some backstory.
Why can't you appreciate both, you freak?
Okay. So Raising Cane's outside of Baton Rouge are pretty mid. I gotta be honest, they're not great.
Yeah, Cane's is from there, right?
Yeah, so they're like 12 within Baton Rouge alone.
Yo,
like,
what's up with Willie's Chicken Shack in New Orleans? That shit is the shit.
Ooh, Willie's is really good, especially when you're drunk at 3 a.m. on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, or Brothers. What is it, Brothers Chicken or whatever?
I have to visit Louisiana at least once in my life.
So Brothers. I went to elementary school with the guy that got fired. The guy that got fired recently. But when I taught at elementary school in basically the poorest part of Baton Rouge, for teacher in service, we got fried chicken catered, and I was like one of like maybe two white teachers in the entire school. When I tell you, it was the greatest fried chicken I've ever had in my entire life. They also had baked beans, cornbread, mac and cheese.
Where's it from?
Dude, that cornbread was fire as fuck.
Baton Rouge. It's like inner city Baton Rouge. I have no clue where it was from.
Brothers really. I was in a fucking gas station, yo, and they sprinkled the Cajun powder on it, and I was like, dude, this is the best. The fries. Cajun
powder.
What is that shit? What's that two step? I heard two step. There's that dude who does like Louisiana cooking. He has that two step powder or whatever.
Oh, dude, I know you're talking about the shrimp boiling guy.
Yeah, the shrimp guy.
The TikTok guy. And he has like a huge ass. Like
yeah. That guy's
love that guy. Yeah, that guy's awesome.
He's like, while you wait, you hydrate. Yeah. He's like shotgunning beers.
He gets his beer from his fucking belt. And yeah.
He does it as a joke. He does like his kids' friends would come over. And he took on this personality, you know, and then his kids loved it. So then they made a thing, a video, and then it just blew up. And he's like, "All right, well, I guess I'm gonna make these silly videos of me cooking shit." So
Asian cooking is by far the most exquisite.
He's like, "What does he say? He's like, don't be a sassy boy.
Don't be a sassy boy.
Like the onion all over again."
Yeah, there you go. He's like, but it's not the onion, the Holy Trinity, dude. That's what he says. He's like, we got them onions. We got that celery. Oh my God. That dude fucking cracks me up. Dude. We got that onion. Hit it with that two-step. While we wait, we hydrate.
We slowly turn into French people. That's the name of the podcast.
He's like a cartoon character. I love it.
God. Dude, so you come off for one episode and you're rebranding me?
Put like a little accent on one of the E's in degenerates.
Degenerates. Oh my God, that's amazing. That's the best. Yeah, I'm for that. You know, this is my two cents. My two cents, dude.
Bro, have you seen the video of like, hey, SA, it's like the Mexican biking through the hood.
No.
But no. What's the cycling classes called?
Peloton?
Oh, Peloton.
Yeah, Peloton. Yeah. But it's like SA Peloton. Oh, he's like, all right, dude, we're cycling through the hood, you know? Because Chihuahua just got out, so we gotta cycle a little faster, dude.
Oh, there's another one I saw Cholarobics or whatever.
That's what it was. Yeah,
is that so guy? Like that he's funny as shit. Yeah,
series. He's part of that series. Dude, it's so hilarious.
Dude, he had like the button, the one,
the
button.
One button up top, oh, dude, and the so long funny. White socks.
Yeah, that guy's funny as shit. Yeah,
ASA.
Yeah, he's funny.
Oh, dude, I laughed quite a bit. Perfect.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, that man said Cholarobics. I was like, oh my fucking God.
That is a great name. I was like,
what the fuck?
that is a great fucking name.
I have to watch it again. I want to know if there's like edge kids back in the day.
Sorry, I am not getting high. I will never get high.
Ellie, I was just like you one day.
I am never.
I was like, dude, I was missing.
Good on you.
I was missing this.
I'm an angel. All my friends have vaped. All my friends have done this shit. I've not.
I don't agree with vaping.
Yeah, your liver thanks you.
You gotta hit some bud like once in a while.
Nope, not.
I want to know if there's like edge kids that were disco dancers. They just like didn't, you know, like I was like edge hardcore kids, you know, like straight edge, you know, they wore the X's on their hands. I wonder if there's like disco, like straight edge disco people. They wore the X's on their hands. That'd be so funny.
One of them. You know? My mom has a famous quote. She said, so me and all my siblings were talking to her about how we all smoked pot in college. And she was like, I never had one smoke of that marijuana joint. And that's the quote that my mom will forever be quoted on.
From that marijuana joint.
My goal is to get my mom high.
Wait, are you serious? You haven't, your mom's never smoked?
No, she
She's never smoked. Oh, she's eating edibles and it's not feeling anything, but she's never smoked.
You know, damn well, 3 hours later, she was in bed freaking the fuck out.
No.
I nearly ate edibles at school. They were like the...
I ate edibles at school. I eat edibles at work.
Like, brownies, I'll have one. In English class. And then they're like, yeah, take one. Not telling me.
Is marijuana like legal in...
In some spots around
the UK?
Oh, in the UK.
I don't even know where it's at in the States. I don't even know. Let me check.
Yeah. Is weed legal in the UK?
Like, dude, honestly, probably at this point, marijuana is literally a joke at this point.
It is illegal.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But I didn't. My friend let me know that they're not brownies, and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, good on for letting her tell you.
Grow, distribute, or sell cannabis.
These are special brownies. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, the first time I drunk, I didn't get drunk, but like I'd had a few drinks. It was at the, like, yeah, it was like this party. The next day I had my COVID jab. And
Oh no.
Yeah, so I went in alone because I like not long turned 16, and after you turn 16, the NHS is just like, oh, you can do everything by yourself. So I didn't have to go with my mom for the first time. I have social anxiety. That was worrying for me.
No, it's the worst.
So I went in and I was already nervous. And I hate needles, so like I was already nervous. And she gave me the jab and I bled a lot. And she was like, were you drinking last night? And I was like,
She gave me the jab.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we call them jabs.
That is hilarious.
I was like,
wait, so
yeah.
You hate needles and you want to get a tattoo?
Yeah. Everyone, like,
that's how I am.
Okay, no, yeah. Needles and tattoos are totally different. Tattoos are worse.
I'm still scared to get a tattoo. I'm still scared.
Yeah, a tattoo is like a noodle.
Vein needles and skin needles are different.
I had a weird experience with the thing that's in my arm the last time I got it.
No, stop you right there.
Stop.
Thing in your arm.
Oh my god, Andrew.
Did you have a Siamese twin?
It's like my birth control. It's in my arm, so I needed to get it removed to get a new one in.
It's inside your arm?
Yeah, it's in.
Oh, yeah, no, like my friend, some of my friends have that.
You can't really see it. This one's really weird. Yeah. It's a lot different.
I did not know this. This is a complete...
Yeah,
it's a contraceptive implant.
Yeah, it lasts for three years. It's called Nexplanon. But this, she had to take it out, and they numb you. They stick a needle in, numb you, so you don't feel again, take it out or anything. Sure. But the thing is, it wouldn't come out at first, and so it was starting to wear off a little bit, but it's not to a point where it's hurting. I could feel her pulling on my tissue, was really weird. Like, it wasn't hurting, but I'm like, this is weird. And then I looked like over, and I was like, no, I can't look at this because I don't feel fucking anything But I see her doing something because it was scissors and, like, something else.
Oh, shit.
In my arm, like, pulling on the tissue. I was like, fuck this. I was like, I can't look. She was like, well, I told you not to look. Okay, well.
That's just going to make me look.
Okay, so one thing, whenever I do blood work, like anytime I ever get blood work done, I look at them taking my blood out because I love seeing like doctor shit all the time. And she looked at me, like the nurse looked at me like, what are you, like, no one ever like looks at me while I'm doing this. I'm like, I think it looks cool. I like the way it looks, like seeing the blood come out of my skin like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that feeling of her.
Dude, even when my dog, like I took Nico to the vet earlier this year, and when he was getting his blood work, I almost gagged. I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, wow. See, needles and stuff didn't really bother me. Really? Like, needles,
needles.
Needles, getting blood drawn is not a big deal, but like, I accidentally cut my finger on some glass one time.
Oh, that's.
And it was like a frayed cut, and I was like, ugh! You know, I could, if it was like a straight cut, okay, whatever. If I saw some fat, you know, whatever.
Dude,
but it was like jagged, and I was like, I couldn't do it.
That's the worst.
Right on the,
I can do cuts. I can do bruises. I can do people's bowels, like coming out of their fucking body. I can do all that. But I cannot do needles. If a needle or a sharp, like thin object is near me, I freak the fuck out.
Oh, shit.
I fucking hate it.
I'm just the worst. Like, my mum is, like, one of the only mums in my friend group that lets me, like, would let me get a piercing, would let me, like, get anything. I'm like, no, I'm all right.
Wow.
I should get a nose ring, Loki.
I want to get another one on the other side of my nose. I have two.
You connect them.
Yeah, get, no, like a chain. That's how some dude last night had one. He had this thing.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a friend of a friend last night went to some art show. He had this really cool, really interesting piercing. It was like two chains.
10 out of 10.
It was just kind of balanced right there in the center of his nose. It's kind of neat. I never seen anything like that. It's kind of cool.
I have 5 total.
Nose piercings?
No. Oh. Just piercings and piercings in general.
I was like, I only see one. This is. Oh, there's two.
I have 2.
I see.
I have 2. Nice. But I just got them when I was a baby. Okay.
I don't have my regular ears pierced because those earrings don't stay in my ears for some reason. So I have my cartilage pierced as well.
My earrings just aggravate me. I love wearing earrings. Like, I literally ordered like the prettiest earrings the other day. But like, they just aggravate me so much. Especially like, I can't wear earrings with headphones because it just aggravates my skin.
Yeah, I do agree. I think that was an issue for me, why they always came out. Maybe.
There's an allergy issue too with some people too, right? With metals.
I think maybe that's why.
Mm. But I'm allergic to metal.
Yeah, it's a thing.
But for my 18th birthday, I got diamond earrings for my birthday.
Yeah.
And my ears would get super oily and they would like fall out. And that caused me to lose one of them. Mm-hmm. And then I got gold earrings, like real gold earrings the next year, and I lost one of those as well. So I am notorious for losing expensive jewelry. So I don't ask for them anymore. Yeah.
I don't know if this thing in the US, but like in the UK, this was in primary school. So like when I was like 8, I was wearing like these gold studs, and I had to put tape over my ears. They wanted me to put tape over my ears because I had earrings in, because you're not allowed to wear earrings to school.
Why?
Oh, wow. Was it private school?
No, in the UK, like, you just have to wear uniform and it's really strict anyway.
So I went to private school here, you know, so I was kind of used to it, you know. I should have just went to public school. But then the folks were like, nope, you're going to private Catholic school. It's like, ah, shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to a Catholic school.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but lately I've been remembering like all the hymns I had to fucking sing. It's horrible.
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty strict.
I hated it. Yeah. I hated it so much. We had to pray like 3 times a day.
Holy days of obligation. All that.
Oh, it's
extra days
we had
off.
Ash Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I didn't get the extra days off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you get 3 extra days off. That's kind of nice, but you got to go to church.
I didn't get them.
You didn't get them? Oh, well, sometimes we get like our quote unquote holy days of obligation off or whatever. Just like,
yeah.
You know, just one of those things. But like, it sucked because, like, you know, my folks were like, well, it's cheaper to go here if you're Catholic. So we got to go to church now. And I was like, what? And so, like, so it's like, and of course, church time is like, you know, the only free time we had was Saturday. Saturday is my favorite day. You know, because that's when I had cartoons and video games I could sleep in and shit. And then the folks were like, guess what? We're going to go to Saturday Mass at, like, you know, fucking 5 o'clock.
That's,
you know,
like,
I was like, this is the point. Come on, I'm playing Final Fantasy VII, man. I don't want to go.
But I wait, where did you? What private school did you go to?
Bishop England.
Hate Bishop England.
Hey, it was not fun. I made a lot of friends there.
Particularly because that's the one school I in high school, I had one pole that I could jump on. That was my weight, like the perfect length. Like, I had that one pole.
That one
and
pole.
The one meet we went to at Bishop England, the fucking soccer goalpost gets blown over by the wind and smashes my pole.
Oh no! It's like is it divine intervention?
Yeah, it's because God hated you, Andrew. That's why. The fucking hatred for Bishop England.
Thank you. Because of the wind.
Yep.
Divine intervention. There we go. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm playing.
I was
playing.
A teacher at a Catholic school for my first year of teaching.
Yeah.
I paid pretty well, surprisingly. Yeah. Louisiana Catholic schools pay pretty well.
Yeah.
It also is like the best Catholic school in the state, too. It also helps quite a bit.
Oh, no shit. I mean, you know, it's one of those things like it's a small school, you know, the name's nice, I guess, to have on paper, you know.
Yeah.
But there's just so many rules, man. I just hated it. Like, it was just so strict. And I was like, this sucks, man. All I did was draw in class all day. Like, but I made a lot of friends, though, which is
very there you cool. go. That's important.
My two closest friends are from this, from my Catholic school.
Oh, nice.
But, like, the thing is, with the UK, most primary schools are Catholic. The people that if you go there doesn't necessarily mean you're Catholic.
Right, right. I think if you're some other religious denomination, I think it's more expensive for you to go. Or if you're not Catholic, you gotta pay extra, which is kind of shitty. Dang. But
That is shitty. Here, school's free. Any, like, unless you go private, which is very rare, especially in this area. It's like school's just free.
Oh wow! Well, public school here is free, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, every
partially,
public school should be free, but fees and stuff like that sometimes.
And books, books are so expensive. And, I know books are expensive.
School lunch. I know.
Because private schools are so uncommon here, we just call, like, we don't really say public school. Like, that's just
just
like,
say school. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like, so when like that's like, I don't know where I'm going with this actually. I can't remember what.
Louisiana education ranks 49th or 50 among the 50 states. Yeah, it changes. We have a Louisiana has a fight. Louisiana has a battle with Mississippi every year to see which one
is the worst.
Yeah, honestly, it's always one of the two of them.
That's
fine. Oh my god. Neck and neck.
I graduated high school in Texas, so Texas is like up in the upper echelon of like public schools.
Yeah, it's like number, it's like top 10, right?
Or
top
15? Except for like the school shootings, which may also be the top 10 as well, but that's a different story for a different day.
I mean,
yeah, what a contrast.
It is what it is.
You know, Texas schools will limit how many females can wear spaghetti straps, but they won't limit how many guns or how many masks are in their schools.
That's wild. Yeah, holy shit, that's crazy.
I could make a long debate about how ridiculous Texas well, laws. Greg Abbott in general is, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no gun controls laws at all in Texas. Like, you can open carry. You have to conceal carry, but you don't need a license to conceal carry in Texas anymore.
What?
If you ever pistol holstered in Texas, it doesn't matter if you have a license or not.
What? That's crazy.
Look at him. It was a law passed a year before the Uvalde shooting.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Fucking hell.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you said it as fucking hell, right?
Fucking hell. All
right. I think that's. Let's wrap this up.
You having a stroke there, buddy?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. This is fucking 2 hours already.
I can keep going.
With guest stars, Zach, Steven, and Tim. And Ellie from the UK.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Nice to meet you. That's awesome.
Yeah,
nice to meet you guys, actually. Yeah, this is cool.
That was fantastic.
That's fun.
Yeah,
a little goofy afternoon.
Yeah.
A little goofy mood, bro.
Of course.
We're just all in a goofy mood. And then we'll play games later.
Yeah, they're stuck with me. I'm just going to chill out.
I'm playing games right now.
We'll all play games in like an hour.
Oh, that's funny. I'll do more sketches. And eat those tacos. That's what
I'm saying. Hell yeah.
Dude, he sent a picture of the tacos in our group chat, and like, they look so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
this I sent a picture so in the group chat. Don't discredit me.
Andrew will always discredit me, Skylar. I hate to break it to you.
You're talking number. About
I guess if you want, you
talk about the text change. But anyways, that has been this episode. Goodbye.
See you later.
Hit the stop button.
Bye.